A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Are you serious?
So there's plenty of ways to kill time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with me. My name's Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Funk Butcher.
Yeah, man. Funk, you know that you can leave a voicemail at our website, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
How can we do that, bro?
You can do it at howtokillanhour.com/hi.
That's right. howtokillanhour.com/hi. Use that. Send us a voice note. I think coming up to Christmas, we're due a break of format.
Mm.
I think we should just answer listener questions. What do you think?
Yeah.
Ask me anything.
Within reason.
Are you willing to... A-M-A-W-R. So howtokillanhour.com/hi if you'd like to say hello to us. Now, let's hop straight into a VR game. We always like to discuss on the show at the start how we've been killing some time recently. Now, there is a VR game we got sent for the PlayStation in here. It's a PlayStation production. And I really wanted Funk Butch to play it because out of all of us, at How to Kill an Hour, it's fair to say that you've got the least VR experience, right? Yeah. So I thought it would be good to get a nice fresh set of eyes in 2018 because it's easy to presume everyone's tried VR, but yeah. I've realised many people have not.
Oh, listen, I'm without a doubt a VRV.
Yeah.
Virtual reality virgin.
Virtual reality virgin. Well, we took that virginity today.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Exactly. We put that headset on. It was nice and tight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really good. And we got you to play Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Okay.
Now, it's a virtual reality platformer created for PlayStation VR. And I'm going to let you take it from here, Funk.
Listen, virtual Astrobot VR, yeah, is insane.
Yeah.
And again, you have to understand that I'm speaking from a position where I've never experienced anything VR. I mean, the last VR experience was probably when we went to Thought Park and we tried the Derren Brown experience.
Okay, right. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that was
the very first time I've ever tried.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it was so long that your virginity grew back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that happens apparently with virtual reality.
But I've never had it in
virginity.
But I wouldn't. The difference with that is because that VR experience, even though obviously it is the same, I don't feel like it was a gaming experience. I wasn't in control.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So it was a virtual reality horror experience, whereas this was you were playing and controlling a game instead of just being a passive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in one sense, the virtual reality experience with this game, it felt more authentic because I was immersed and I was in control, whereas I was part of a narrative which I wasn't able to control.
Mm-hmm.
So with this Astrobot game, it takes a lot of sentiment from games like your Mario, especially Mario Odyssey, which is the kind of the 3D iteration of Mario, and all your classic platform games, 2D platform games, is taking that iteration, those sentiments, and put them into this game, Astrobot Rescue Mission. Now, the reason why that's important is because those sentiments enabled me to play the game without having any experience of VR.
Yeah.
So it was very important that whole feel and energy was still remaining. So I wasn't completely put in with two new environments, a new visual environment and a new playing environment. The playing environment felt very same. So anyone who's coming into this, like myself, with no experience of VR games, you shouldn't have anything to worry about in terms of a gameplay perspective.
Okay.
But it is very, very, very unsettling from a visual perspective. I've played it, Billy played it straight after me. And just on a on a subtle level, the kind of motion sickness that you can kind of begin to get from playing this game is crazy. I mean, I'm going to have to actually do some reading on this as to why a game can manipulate me like that, and I'm in a fixed setting that I'm also aware of. I know I'm in the room, I know where my position is in the room, but the game can make you feel like you're moving. There is subtle movements in the game you have to do. You might have to physically turn your head and your neck, look upwards, change your field of vision,
even lean around the corner
certain aspects of the game. Certain times you have to kind of like do like a headbutting motion to knock this whatever the brick or the panel in front of you to get through to the next part of the stage.
Exactly. Yeah. So because you don't use the PlayStation Move controllers, you use the regular control pad.
Yep.
But you still have to move the control pad around to do tricks. Yep. Use the touch screen. Yeah. The touchpad.
Yep.
And like Funk said, you got to headbutt the air sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't sit close to your TV when you're doing this. So the story is like, so Astro Bot is chilling in space,
yep,
and an evil alien comes along, basically punches him up, and his friends.
Slaps him. Slaps the hell out of him and his spaceship. Yeah. Destroys his spaceship. And then scatters
all of his friends fall out.
Yeah, all over the galaxy. Yeah. Yeah. And like you literally have to play that rescue mission on a solo one and recollect the team, re-bring the team together.
Just store like them in your control pad.
Just like Spice Girls, like they come together world tour. That you had to bring. That's how long it's gonna take. That's how long it took to get them together. That's how long it's gonna take to get these guys together.
Bro, Spice Girls had tunes, you know.
Yeah,
you can't deny they had hits. You know, they had hits.
They did have tunes. I'm not ashamed to say it.
No, I'm not ashamed. Spice Girls had hits.
I'm not ashamed.
I've met Mel C a few times.
It doesn't affect my coolness. I could say it with my chest.
Yeah, man, I've met Melanie C a few times, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. You know, I've met Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
I mean, cool.
I met him once, though. I met him once at Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh, yeah. That's when I met.
Yeah,
That was when Melanie C was there.
Yeah.
She bumped into Jerry. And then
that's when Jerry,
Baby Spice was there. All of them, by accident, bumped into each other.
Yeah.
How surreal was
Jerry
that?
Jerry just got married, didn't it? She just got married to this new millionaire guy, so she's feeling like new money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got that Rihanna money, that oil money.
Yeah. I mean, like she came up to me and she's like, Funk, if it weren't for this guy, like
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, Jerry, it's okay, I understand, man.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a true story about Isle of Wight Fest.
Yeah.
Funk,
you should say my wedding shoe.
What? Funk gave me his beers. That was really good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I remember.
I was drinking it.
I was just walking along.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's Funk. How's it going, man? You cool?
Actually, I thought Marcus was a very tall waiter. Because garçon.
And your tour manager at the time was like, hey, do you guys want some drinks? And Funk was like, nah. And I just looked at her. I said, I'll have those. Thank you very much. Six beers in a festival. Nah, man, get it while you can. Got to get it in, man. Anyway, Astro Bot. Yeah, so sometimes you got to use the control pad to interact with your environment as well as running around, which is kind of interesting. They could have just stopped at he moves around in this 3D platformer world and that's it.
Yeah.
But you use your control pad to interact with environments, enemies, and so on.
It feels more than 3D. I'm not exaggerating. It feels so weird, the fact that you have to turn complete 360 and use other aspects of your movement to kind of control and manipulate the little character, the Astro Bot. But also within the game, at certain points you'll be prompted with little tutorial, like the controller will pop up on the screen. So again, they've got nice helpful kind of hints within the game to kind of help your progression.
Exactly. One thing I'm find a bit odd is that why you have to kick your friends in the ass to get them back into. I feel like that's not very nice, man. A high five would have been cool.
Yeah, I think
a little headbutt, like boom, but kicking him in the ass into the control pad. It's not his fault that he got taken to another planet.
Yeah, and that's a level of realism, because some people in the real world, they need to kick up the ass. they need to get a move on. Like, because you know what it is, he actually gets to the point where he's in proximity with his friend and they're still not moving.
Yeah,
so
okay,
that's
enough.
Why they need a kick up the ass. Okay, like, I'm here.
Enough.
What we doing? Let's get it.
Let's do this.
Let's get it popping.
Let's
go. Let's go.
So yeah, a great entry level VR game then, Funk. Do you feel like this got you into the VR space now? You're kind of ready to go.
Personally, this is like a title that you would use if I was like head of PlayStation. Mm. This is like a real flagship title. This would sell headset after headset, console after console. It is literally, because it has such a family-friendly feel also, you can kind of see that there isn't an age group that wouldn't enjoy this title. Yeah.
And little touches to immerse you, like you just said, Funk. I keep on thinking of things. Like when you lean in certain directions, they use the VR sensors and where you're looking to create your own shadow. So you can see your own shadow moving around in this environment, which is quite crazy. So, yeah, man, that's Astro Bots out here. Very good. Rescue mission.
Yes.
Get yourself across the galaxy, saving all your little Astro Bot friends. You played a good few missions in this. We've actually streamed that on Twitch, and that's going to be up on... No, it is up now on the How to Clean Our website. So as soon as you hear this, you'll be able to see it. Listen to Funk's first experience in VR.
I played more than Billy.
I got
further than Billy.
Hey, you did well. also, massive shout out to Turtle Beach and Kooky as well. Turtle Beach is, if you're into gaming, they're like one of the leading headphone and microphone pro gaming audio system companies. And they got Turtle Beach Elite Pro 2. They sent us Elite Atlas, actually. They sent us a couple of pairs over. Mm-hmm. I have one, Funk's got one. A little bit about the headphone. I mean, let me just, before I start doing all the numbers and shit, because this is How to Kill an Hour, and I keep explaining this to people. Yeah, with all due respect, fuck what you say about the frequency response and all this stuff. What Funk and I really want to know is, when you put them on, does it sound nice? Mm-hmm. Are they comfortable? Does the mic sound good in the stream, right?
That's it.
I'm being honest, Funk, innit? Yeah. Because there are numbers and stuff that we could get into, and some of that does interest me, but I'm thinking... really, what you get out of it is what works, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Save all that space on the back of the cardboard box. Just tell me, is it comfy on the side of my head?
Yeah,
and,
exactly. It's like when you go on a date, isn't it? Like, is that person nice or are they a dickhead?
Yeah.
Oh, they got a good job and they do Pilates and you know, but are they nice or not? Yeah. Are they cool?
Yeah.
So we pop the headphones on. What I like about these is one, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two, very hard wearing. Like, I've got them in my hands now. They've got the headband on the top of them. It's metal. I don't feel like that's going to break very soon.
Yeah. And padding on the ears.
Yeah, they have got a padding. Smashing the microphone. What I always forget to the name of, but Turtle Beach have this setup where they basically, if you pop the headphone panel off, you can actually adjust it. I think they're actually built in. They've adjusted them so that if you're wearing glasses, the headphone pads don't push into your glasses as much. So you can wear glasses while you've got these cans on and they don't push into your head. Because I don't wear glasses. And I'm like, shit, if I was wearing glasses, my headphones would be juking into my head all the time. But
did you just detach the cans off with magnets?
Magnets, listen to that. So you can...
That's sick.
It's just sick. And the microphone's really good. We've been using them to stream.
Yeah.
In the words of Billy, the sound is crispy. I believe Billy said. He said it sounds very crispy. Crispy. Very crispy.
That's always a positive unless a woman describes her feet like that.
Yeah, man.
Crispy.
You don't want a body part to be... Is there a good part of your body to be crispy? No. Everything needs to be well moisturized.
Yeah.
Anyway, these Elite Atlases are very good sounding headphones. We've got the special edition version, which are got the kooky colorway on them. And we also got a nice cool rucksack as well. Do you want to talk us through the rucksack, Funk?
Yeah, the rucksack is looking like some real James Bond-ish. It's got loads of different compartments. It's got this little USB function that Marcus had to school me on.
What the hell
was that?
We're filming this as well, so we'll put a clip of this on the socials. Do you want to show this? Actually, Billy, can you throw me the microphone for the headset as well? And then I'll just pop that on. By the way, you can check clips of us on howtoclinhour.com.
So this is the kooky Turtle Beach rucksack here. Got the same colorway as the headphones,
which is grey and black. So listeners, I don't think I'm going to leave you out of the loop, man.
So you can really style in a minute because your headphones match your bag.
Oh, casually, baby.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Look at that.
But that's do you want to talk to them about this thing? Because I was blown away by that.
So the rucksack, this is a really smart fucking idea. Shout out to you, Kooky and Turtle Beach. Is you can put a power pack in your rucksack, and there's a little weatherproof kind of section where you can pop a USB lead into, so you can plug any where you can plug any kind of USB product into that once you set up a USB lead. So you can charge your phone on the go, baby. Easy, anytime. So you imagine that you're out and about, your phone's running out of juice, you can just plug your lead into it. And it's kind of theft-proof as well, because it's got the zip-age. The zip isn't at the front of the bag, it's at the back. So the bit that touches your back stops you from being prone to be getting
And those
robbed.
Of you wondering and obviously thinking to yourself, oh, this is good, but I walk around with my laptop, it's got real nice padding and an arm in there. Back to kind of slip your laptop or your iPad
in
there.
Like if we're going
to
be selling stuff like this, we need to have some sales music. I feel like Funk, you're like really selling it. Like this is the episode of Generation Game.
We have the Turtle Beach rucksack. Comes in a dashing black camo design,
which also matches the headphones, which have certified crispy rating from producer Billy.
Crispy.
Magnetic headband.
Crispy.
Yes? If you need to remove the microphone at any time, that's easy
crispy.
As well.
Crispy.
And if you'd like to reveal the USB feature.
Crispy.
Where is it? Where's it gone? Oh, it's here.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, cool.
Charge any device at any time.
Crispy.
So yeah, that's the Turtle Beach stuff. Sounds salesy, but sound good. I think that's what we're going to be using for our streams moving forward, man. Thanks for that, man. And the hoodie's looking good. So what madness is happening in the world of tech, Funk? I've just shown Funk a picture of a man doing a plank on a bike.
I've seen
on a regular bicycle, a man doing a plank.
Yeah.
And he makes himself so streamlined during a professional race that planking on the bike with his penis on the seat, I don't know how he has any dick left after lying on a seat like that.
And it's those real skinny Tour de France bikes, isn't it? Those skinny ones.
I don't even think they're seats. They're just bits of wood or some high strength polycarbon, whatever.
And they ride those stages for like, what is it, 4 hours?
4 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
man.
he's lying on a imagine just riding your bike but lying on your dick.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. So this guy is a picture we've used for an article because number plated bikes may become a thing.
Okay.
Now we mean bicycles, not motorbikes, because obviously already got them. But one South London school is implementing them to curb bad cycling by their students.
Yes.
Park High in Carshalton. Don't know that part of London. I should do. Well done. Yeah. You've banned your students from cycling to and from school unless you got a goddamn number plate. Where's your number plate, son?
Bravo, bravo.
Yeah. The reason is so that people can snitch on bad cyclists.
Crispy.
Oh shit, we could actually do that again. Okay, cool. So what we've introduced to our school is number plated motorcycles.
Crispy.
So basically the school's official statement, it said the move is to ensure student safety, Funk. So number plated bikes are going to come into effect on October 1st. However, Duncan Dollimore from Cycling UK has asked why the school are making cycling more difficult. Now,
Go on.
Now, he said that they should be looking to make active journeys easier and more attractive. Worryingly, this behaviour seems to be a part of a trend of head teachers trespassing on parental responsibilities. Now,
so is this just for this school, or are they going to roll this out?
Just for this school.
Oh,
but
man.
But Funk, you know, one of our specialities is calling it, right?
Yeah.
So we could call what is going to happen next. So let's think about two scenarios, right?
Yep.
One of them is going to be a real quick ending, right?
Yeah.
This is the only school that does it.
Yeah. Bosh. Okay.
Cool. Scenario two.
Yep.
This gets rolled out across all schools.
Nationwide. Not just all schools, nationwide.
Then, once they've got the kids locked in, they're like, let's clean up and get the adults.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody needs.
I can hear DVLA right now.
Crispy. So, cyclists needing number plates.
Listen,
where do you stand on this?
This, do you know me? I'm there's no shame in my game. I'm a driver, so I'm speaking for the drivers. Let me give you the pitch for Mr. Sadiq Khan. Yeah,
okay.
Right. This is how you get some extra money in your City London coffers. Yeah,
okay.
Right. You give everyone a number plate. All the cyclists. There's more cyclists. I feel there's probably cars in London these days. Yeah, and right. And you make them pay congestion charge as well.
Really though.
Yeah. You know, when I step out of here, a cyclist is gonna slap me. It's gonna slap me.
How are they gonna slap you when you're doing 30 and they're doing 15?
You just hear the bell ding ding ding, ding as they come and slap.
I'm just at a point where before I even get into the cycling thing, why is he getting upset with a school suggesting that kids have plates on their bikes? I get it, but he's saying that they're trespassing on parental responsibilities. But to be fair, unless you're cycling with your kids, you're not really. How are you with them? So the school's trying to take responsibility of your child's journey to school. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's showing extra due care and attention, I feel.
But the thing is, that's quite interesting. I don't know if you guys would have known this, but in the UK, the children cannot ride on the pavements. So they have to ride in the street. So I guess technically you're going to have like little 5-6-year-old kids with licenses and having to pay bike insurance, like car insurance, so you can have a 7-year-old at his computer when you come home from school. What are you doing, son? And she's like, I'm just checking my bicycle premium for next year. See how many...
Road tax. They're not even fixed the potholes, Dad. Road tax.
I've got 9 years, no claims. You're only 5.
Don't worry, mate. Don't worry. My mate Ade's dad sorted us out. Oh, man. I'm 100% for it, man. Put some plates on bikes, man.
Yeah,
why not?
Right. Make them pay as well.
If you ain't got nothing to hide.
Yeah. We all use the roads. We should all contribute.
Definitely. And I think young kids should kind of have that responsibility. I think it makes for better drivers. Yeah. If you're already in the mindset of, I need to be driving and riding around in a sensible way.
Yeah.
That's cool. But I don't want the police to be pulling over doing stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa, pull over. I don't want that to be happening with bikes. But I mean, this could be a thing in the future.
Yeah.
So then you need a number plate for your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Roller skates, maybe. Would that be next? Inline skates?
Yeah.
Skateboard?
Yeah.
What else? Scooters?
Yeah.
What about the electric scooters people are riding around? That scooter epidemic?
Yeah.
That could require a number plate.
Well, it's better that scenario than the hoverboard scenario. They just got straight banned.
Oh, yeah. They were terrible, though. They should have got banned because they didn't actually do what they said they did. They didn't hover.
No.
They didn't make anyone hover.
Yeah.
Weren't even boards, really.
Full hoverboard.
Segway is what they were. Segway. But yeah, that's apparently it, Funk. Number plated bikes could be upon us.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we get out of here today, I was quite pleased to turn on my Sky Q the other day and find out that Netflix was on it.
What does this mean?
So you can literally log into for if you ain't got Netflix, for a tenner extra, you get a Netflix account, which you can use normally, but you log into your Sky with your Netflix details and you can now see and search Sky and Netflix content.
So a tenner on top of your Sky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can view Sky, like you can be in Sky Q and you can be searching for Netflix stuff, and you can, or you can go into the Netflix app interface and search for Netflix and watch it and control it with your Sky Q remotes.
So I guess that's the only way you would ever see Game of Thrones in the same spot as Netflix.
Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Now, it's a very interesting move because this could spell a very different outcome when it comes to kind of how we're moving forward in this streaming world, because Funk's made a few calls about Disney having their own streaming platform. Now Disney's content's been pulled from Netflix, so where does that leave Netflix with regards to some original content? And then also we know Sky is very active in making its own original content as well. So what is this going to mean when we have two production companies that are using the same platform, where one owns that platform and the other one is technically competition?
Enter new challenger.
Like, what's is this? Is, I mean, for me as a consumer, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't want to be having to go and log out of one thing and log my smart TV into another. I like the fact it's all in one place.
That urn was reserved for my pocket. I don't know how much more it can take. Like, there's always something and something and something. Yeah. And I mean, this is just the visual aspect of it. Like, forget all the streaming sites that people obviously got their direct debits coming out for.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you can do your Spotify through Sky Q as well now.
Jeez.
Got the hub, baby.
Wow.
The hub. Look at Funk's face. I've just shown Funk a picture where you can see a Sky menu and it's The Crown from Netflix, Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, Spotify, YouTube apps. But well done, Sky, because I think in this respect, you've got ahead of the game and you've realized that you can not only be a service provider of your own content, but you can be a platform for others. And if you give other people a platform, it prevents them from becoming your competition, or at least
your bitch.
Yeah, or at least stalls them for a little while. Because I think Disney, like you said, I've come over to your way thinking they're cooking up something delicious.
All this stuff is posturing. They know that Disney's going to come and shake the table and everybody is going to fall off of it, because none of this stuff equates to original content. And a lot of them are still borrowing content, whether it be LucasArts, whether it be Marvel, whether it be Disney. And what did I say? I called it. Like, they were always going to do spin-offs of the more established characters. And now there's a spin-off, not Han Solo, Lando Calrissian kind of in the works. And there's a spin-off of the Avengers, Black Widow as well, also in the works. So that's also just going to provide heaps and years of longevity on these established platforms. Netflix were always operating in a deficit because they have to create a following for unheard of and untried and untested shows and characters. All this stuff, it seems like, hey, Debo's coming, let's join forces. That's what they're and they're trying to rally as much friends as they can within the business and the entertainment industry to fight the Thanos that is Disney. Like, Disney's gonna come into place and click his fingers, yeah? Click his toes.
And people are gonna disappear. Wow.
Click his toes.
Wow.
He'll click like Dorothy.
Wow. All right, before we get out of here, what's your input on this, Bill?
I'm just double checking, but I read a headline the other day that Netflix are changing strategy. The next couple of films they make, they're going to put it straight out in the cinema first and not put it out streaming.
Yes. Now, this could be part of the culling that they got.
You need to play Shook Ones. you need to play Mobb Deep Shook Ones.
it's because basically they're in a situation where somebody had a conversation with them and were like, have you ever been to an award ceremony and been told that you can't get your products any awards because your shit hasn't been in any cinemas.
Yeah.
Buy a cinema from us, Netflix, and you'll be able to enter award ceremonies.
Yeah. Last time they put it out in the cinema and streaming at the same time. I think this time they're just going to put it out straight on the cinema.
Yeah. Oh, they'll put it on Netflix after though. 100%.
Yeah, eventually.
100%.
This is a racket. It's turning into a racket.
So this is them trying to get themselves into that film world.
Yeah.
Netflix has still got power. I was reading a tweet the other day and it said that they make something like $1 million a minute. Or $1 million an hour, maybe. Okay. So that big deficit they're in is like billions.
But that's because Disney ain't here yet.
So you think Disney can really shake? Disney have bought every big. What was it? They've got Marvel. They've got Marvel. Got Disney, obviously, because Disney. What else have they got in there? Has they got Fox as well? Did Disney buy Fox, Bill?
Yeah, they bought Fox. That deal went through.
So, and when's Disney World coming here in Kent? Next 2 years?
I don't know. You know, should we get an update on that?
Huh?
There was it was Paramount, wasn't it? It wasn't.
Yeah, there's a Disney World coming as well.
I don't know.
Or Disney, Disneyland, rather.
I think you're confused.
Please, I think you're confused. Woo! Okay. Oh, on that note, I think.
Let's check this out.
Is Disney coming to the UK? You are confused. No, it says it's going to be the Paramount theme park. It's a Disney style theme park. Oh, Billy got you.
Shut up, Billy.
All right, anyway, we've got to get out of here. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Make sure you check out our website. Go to howtokillanhour.com/hi and you can leave us a voicemail, a vocal bit of audio that we're going to start collating, actually. Fuck it. We should have an Ask Me Anything episode towards Christmas time, towards the end of the year, where you can ask us anything you want. You can even ask Billy if he's decided to sit down when he wipes his ass or not.
You can always send us some Florida man stuff.
Florida man stuff. Should we finish with a Florida man? All right, go on. Have you got any new Florida mans, Billy?
I haven't got any. I was just saying, if you have any.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. On the podcast app, if you press fast forward 30 seconds twice, or if you press fast forward 15 seconds four times, then hopefully Billy will have found some Florida stuff in a minute.
All right, okay,
if you want to do this the manual old school way, you're going to have to listen to a minute of elevator music.
Let me put it out there also, if you are actually a Florida man,
yeah,
and you were listening to the show, like, it would be great to hear from
you. Let us know. How comes lifts in the UK don't have music like this?
It's loading.
And if you're listening to this and not pressing fast forward 15 seconds, I just want to say, shout out. Appreciate the dedication.
Wow. Shirtless, drunken.
Oh, wait, ready? Are you ready? Bill!
I found one.
Excuse me?
I've only found one.
Shirtless.
Got like 20 more seconds to go. Now, if you're not nodding your head to this or shaking it side to side, you're not human.
Do you see Billy's head shake? Conservative head nod.
Right, we're done.
Android head nod.
Billy, did you want Florida Man music from last time as well? Have I got to fork that out too?
Which was, I can't remember the Florida Man music.
It was something that, well, God, I'll find it.
No, that was the news, isn't it?
Was it? Did he get the Florida Man music with it?
Yeah, this was the one. Shirtless, drunken Florida man punches woman sitting on top of a mobile home, goes door to door barging into homes, demanding residents fight him. It's not finished. Steals slices of pizza, knocks down a chain link fence, and passes out.
What? That's all one headline.
Yeah.
That sounds like a night out that sounds like a stag night out.
What the hell is going on in Florida?
Sword-swinging Florida man says he is a witchcraft victim and cursed during incident entirely unrelated to Halloween.
That sounds like an Africa man headline.
Shout out to the Obia crew. Witchcraft gang.
Florida man removes woman's kidney, mistaking it for a tumour.
What? I'm sorry, can we have some background on that, please?
You want me to click into it, yeah?
I don't know, as long as there's not pictures.
Hang on, here we go. Yeah, he's a surgeon.
Okay,
It's a Florida man who's also a surgeon. Okay.
Let's not click into them next time. It sounds better when we don't. One more before we get out of here, Bill.
Hang on, let's have a look.
Oh, we've got some extra guitar in there.
Florida woman uses alarm clock to stab Florida man.
An alarm clock? Oh, that little bit in the middle between the bells.
She snoozed him with the snooze. Oh my god. Right, it's time to wrap up today's show. So yeah, like I said, howtokillanhour.com/hi if you would like to ask us anything. And if you are a Florida man,
ask us anything.
But anyway, yeah, right, howtokillanhour.com/hi. Right, I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Billy.
And I've been Funk.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.